Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim Show, and I am about ready to break out in song because it's such a beautiful day. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. We have a full house today. We're going to kind of get right down to it. But first, we have to say hello to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Kim.
Our wonderful producer with the voice.
Well, the hills are alive with the sound of music today, right?
Oh, man, you're going to get me singing.
Beautiful
yes.
Out there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's just gorgeous. And it's perfect. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Just right.
So it's supposed to be this way through the weekend, correct? Mr. Weatherman?
Well,
slash
actually,
traffic.
It's going to cool down a little bit, but not a lot for the next few days. It's going to be in the upper 60s. So
I'll just be in denial. It's going to be like
reasonably pleasant.
Yes, it will be absolutely wonderful and beautiful. So, hi, welcome to May and
yes.
Your May days. And it's also, don't forget, it's Walk the Talk with Kids Month. And we have another guest on today from Encompass, which is an organization that, a nonprofit organization that caters to preschool. And so we're going to be talking a little bit with that organization today. But first, we wanted to welcome back Audrey Slade and give a shout out. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Now, we invited Audrey, and Audrey is going to be a monthly feature on the Walk the Talk with Kim show because Audrey is with not only Meadow Creek Business Center, which is where I have my offices, and they're incredible, but she is also the chairperson of the Young Issaquah Professionals, part of the Issaquah Chamber of Commerce. And they have agreed, and we have agreed as a sponsor of the Cash Mob, the Walk the Talk with Kim show is going to have exclusivity to the announcement of the next Cash Mob location.
It's so coveted. The coveted announcement.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I was in that meeting and they said, well, we can talk to the media. I said, I am the media.
Kim, the queen of all media.
That's right. So you don't need to go anywhere else, folks. You just listen once a week at 3 o'clock at 4 p.m. and or 3 o'clock on Wednesdays at the Walk the Talk with Kim show to get all that you ever need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And some stumbling as well. So let's tell everybody, for those not, who have not heard the show that you were on about a month ago.
Yeah.
It's been about that time.
Time flies, huh?
It's a cash mob.
The cash mob is, it's a way to infuse a little bit of money into a local business, but also celebrating community.
I thought it was a new hip hop group.
It is. MC Cash Mob. He's going to be huge.
Cash Mob.
He's going to be awesome.
Look out.
You can't steal that from
part
us
of the
now.
Wu-Tang.
I've got visuals now. It's awesome.
You know, Audrey and I are on this marketing kick today. I came up with a really great saying today. I'm going to have to pull that out again, but we're on fire here. So now, Eric, you can join our marketing idea of the day.
We're going to work on the Walk the Talk with Kim apparel line, and it's going to be amazing.
It's bumper stickers, coffee mugs,
whatever
yes, apparel, whatever you want. It's awesome. Belts. We're going to be. I'm wearing belts now, people.
You're going to have
a
belt.
Darn deal.
It's awesome.
Yes. Anyway.
All right,
Cash Mob.
And what we do is we announce a business, which is what we are about to do momentarily. We announce a business and then we announce a date and a time. And we truly just mob that business and we mob them with support. We mob them with money. You make a purchase and it infuses some money into that local business. Last month, our inaugural Cash Mob was with Lucky You in Issaquah. And we infused over $3,000 in one day on a Monday.
It wasn't even a whole day.
No,
it
wasn't. It was
like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And we brought in 120 faces to a store that otherwise maybe wouldn't have gotten that kind of attention. So we're really proud of it. And we're ready to mob again. The mob is going to hit. So at...
Wait, drum roll.
Do we have a drum roll?
That
would be epic. Okay. Well, what we are going to do is we're going to let you know that the mob is next Wednesday. It is next Wednesday starting at 4 p.m. We understand that people have different schedules, so it might be a little bit easier for them to make an evening one. The last one was during the day. So 4 p.m. to 7, find yourself at Sisters Antiques in Issaquah. So if you want to, at 4 o'clock, Sisters Antique, a little bit of something for everybody. It's not just antiques. There's also a lot of interior decorating and fun stuff. And you get to go hang out in Gilman Village, which is awesome. And the address is 615 Northwest Gilman Boulevard. And that's in Issaquah. So again, Sisters Antiques. We actually got a lot of requests from people. People really want to support this business. And so it was nice to get some input from the community, and that's where we're going to be. Sisters Antiques, next Wednesday, the 23rd, from 4 to 7, but we really would like you to be there at 4 o'clock so that we can show a nice burst of support.
And our smiles, we're going to infuse them with smiles.
Lots of smiles and love. And there's massages.
Oh, we're going to have a massage chair there. And, yep, of course, Walk the Talk with Kim's going to be there. Now, yep, I'm on air from 3 to 4, so I'm going to be jetting over there probably about 4:15. Mm-hmm. So I'll miss the inaugural burst through the door, but I will be there. And we did have folks last time that said that they heard about it on the show.
They did. We actually had several people that said that they heard it on the show, so...
if you're out there and you hear about it on the show, tell people that, you know, I heard about Walk the Talk with Kim, and somebody will come find me so I can thank you personally, so you can put a face to the voice, although that's kind of scary.
No.
There's less face to the voice these days. I've, you know, people on the show have known that I've been working on, mm-hmm, a little less me, mm-hmm, and it's working. So you can see the new little less me at the show next week, or excuse me, at the Cash Mob next week, and I'd love to come and thank you very much for coming out there. So if people don't know what Sisters Antiques is, mm-hmm, can you tell us a little bit about what they are?
It's an antique store, first of all. Yes. I mean, that kind of goes without saying. But they actually support a lot of different vendors. They have a lot of people that actually have their goods there. In addition to antiques, though, there are a lot of interior decorating items. There's a lot of fun things and a lot of extremely reasonably priced things. And you can find anything from, you know, if you want to find old albums to maybe finding a frame or... You know, it's not just your typical, you know, everyone thinks antiques and they think, oh, sounds like a great shop for my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not.
It's
that.
A little different. And there are a lot of different vendors there,
yes,
that focus and cater on different collectibles.
Yes.
So, for example, I went there one time because I was looking for a specific kind of stuffed animal,
yep,
that my dad used to have, and I wanted to get another one for him for his birthday. And so just kind of out of a whim, well, I found like three of them there, mm-hmm, of different, you know, different types, different vintages. So there's always something that you can find there.
Absolutely. It truly is. I know it sounds so cliche, but there truly is something for everyone. So
that is really cliche.
It's insanely cliche, and I feel kind of dirty having said it. So, but it's okay. It's all right. It's true. You can find, there is something for everybody. And not to mention, just support, you know, Gilman Village is a great place to walk around. You can get some coffee. You can go see some other things. And there's great food. It's just a place full of great food and environment and food.
Now this location is a little down the street from Gilman Village,
right?
It is.
Yeah. It is just a little bit down. It's a little bit further down. But it's...
Behind,
you know,
the, for those of you that know Issaquah, it's behind the KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, over there. Yeah. But it's a big place, and it's,
yes,
a really fun place. And we'll have, like you said, chair massages there, which somebody needs to reserve it for me. So when I get there, I can get my massage after coming off this show.
That's right. So you'll
so
be
stressful.
So tense.
I know. I'm too tense.
Yes.
Eric would probably say, yeah, Kim, you come to the show, you're just way too tense. You're,
yeah,
too uptight.
I can see his eyes. His eyes say it.
Yeah, his eyes are rolling in the back of his head. So that's Wednesday the 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. Again, it's another Cash Mob. Mm-hmm. And we encourage folks to attend. This is the Young Issaquah Professionals. This is the second one that we're doing.
This is our second one. But remember,
yes,
you don't have to be young or professional or from Issaquah to Cash Mob. It
you
is
don't even
everyone.
Have to really have money, although we would,
no,
appreciate.
Sure.
But you don't have to. If you want to,
no,
come and just support.
Yeah,
and bring people with you that have money. No, just kidding.
That's right.
No, seriously. No, not.
No,
yeah.
No. Seriously. It is just a matter of having people come and support the community. And it was a lot of fun seeing so many different faces. And, you know, we actually had people that just said, you know, I just wanted to stop by and see what the deal was. I wanted to be excited about it. And it's as much about building community as it is building up a business.
Oh, absolutely. So before we let you go, mm-hmm, you want to give a shout out to Bangor?
Hey, Bangor. Mm-hmm. What's up, Maine? Let's get all of it out there. We've got whoopie pies. We've got Wicked. We've got lobsters. We've got... It's so hard. Actually, you saw when we were talking at one point, we were having a conversation, and I said, yeah, and you stopped because you finally heard it. You could tell.
In context.
You heard it in context. You,
yes,
heard it because you wouldn't notice. For those who don't know, Aya is... It's an affirmative in Maine, and you don't even know that you're saying it. It happens so fast, and once you point it out to somebody, it's one of my only tells that you can tell that I have a Maine accent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So anyway, you know, I hope everyone's having a good dinner and miss you guys.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, the weather here, We're winning right now, gang. For as much as you teased me about moving out to the Seattle area in the rain, they've been drowning in it the past couple of weeks, and we have been Sunshine City. So
we'll let this slide because you're kind of a newbie here, but we don't tell people out of the state that we're having really good weather.
I heard that. It's amazing. I guess it's got to be kept on the DL. We don't talk about the good weather here.
Because we've been burned before. I think that would have been back about the 80s and the 90s when we had the California rush up here. And
they don't want that.
Inflated our property values.
There's rarely enough sun for us to get burned, let's be honest.
You know, that's how you can tell the first great season is everybody's sunburned.
Which is why pasty people like me love it here.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, you're from California. You're one of those.
I fled. Yes. I got out of there.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
I was tired of getting burned.
We used to have a commercial around here, Audrey, that it was for Tim's Cascade potato chips that mm-hmm. you couldn't buy them unless you can show a driver's license from Washington State.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
We love it. We'd love to have more people from Bangor come out. I think we're kind of sisters that way.
It is. It'll be our new sister cities. We actually have some friends out from Bangor right now visiting. So it's good, but I understand the whole keeping the DL about the weather. I understand.
You can come visit and spend your money all
that's
you want.
Absolutely.
But then go home.
Look, California is
kidding.
To Washington no. as Massachusetts is to Maine. So
there you go. I understand that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Audrey, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
me.
And
where can somebody get more information?
They can go to our Facebook page, which would be facebook.com/cashmobissaquah.
Awesome.
So, and that's where we'll make the announcement there as well. You can also, if you want to find out more about the Young Issaquah Professionals, you can go to facebook.com/Young Issaquah Professionals. But we really want to have people drive to that Cash Mob Facebook page because that's where all the fun and excitement's going to be.
There you go. Thank you for coming on the
Thank
show.
Thank you for having us again.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with our guests today, Carrie Beamer and Helene Wenting with Encompass. Come on back.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money.
Mountside Gymnastics Academy is now open in North Bend, offering gymnastics classes and summer camps to get your little ones and big ones moving this spring and summer. From recreation classes to competitive team, they have the gymnastics scene covered in the valley. Visit them online at www.mountsidegymnasticsacademy.com or call 425-292-3152. Get your kids flipping and twisting into summer.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com. Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Accelerated weight loss, and everyone's a winner. You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days. It's about science, not celebrities. No HCG, just award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. Join 10,000 satisfied clients. For information, contact myweightlosswellness@gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson. And with my wife, Michelle, we're local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been harmed or wronged in our communities. If you have a personal injury from a car crash or a property hazard, an industrial injury, a defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, the Pearson Law Firm can help you anywhere, anytime. Contact us today for a free case evaluation at 1-800-423-8473. The number again is 1-800-423-8473. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Wanted to thank our sponsors of Walk the Talk with Kim. That's Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. We also want to let folks know and remind folks that Walk the Talk with Kim is now nonprofit. We're really excited about that. That means that your donation to the show helps support organizations like Encompass so that they can come on the show today and talk about their organization and some really incredible programs that they're running for families and for children in need. And if you are interested in becoming a sponsor of the show or even making a donation to the show to keep it going, those are tax deductible as a 503 through Snoqualmie Valley Community Connections. You can get more information on that at info@workforceevolution.com. Again, info@workforceevolution.com. And we'll post that information on our Walk the Talk with Kim website. And I also wanted to welcome today Lindsay Masters. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great. Thanks. How about you?
Fine. How's week two?
Amazing.
Lindsay is our social or media director, producer for Walk the Talk with Kim. And she's been getting her feet wet and getting things rocking and rolling. So you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
I'm so excited you're here.
I'm excited.
Yay. So without any further ado, let's welcome our guest today. I have on with us Carrie Beamer. She is the parenting support and educational specialist for Encompass. And we also have Helene Wenting. And Helene is with marketing and communications for Encompass. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey. So Encompass is a longtime friend of Walk the Talk with Kim. We've done a lot of really great things together. And, you know, small world, one of the people within your organization is also part of the Young Issaquah Professionals. So there's definitely a community thread that goes through Encompass and certainly in our community and even outside of the community. But Carrie, you're here today to talk a bit more about some programs that Encompass is doing. But before we get there, explain to folks that don't know, what is Encompass and what does the organization do?
Well, we are a nonprofit located in North Bend, although we serve a very wide geographic area as far as Carnation, Issaquah, it's up to the pass. We have families that use services clear up there. So it's really a broad area that we spread. We have so many services, it's hard to like do the 30-second elevator speech, but, you know,
we have longer than 30 seconds, so you're okay.
It's, you know, our focus is families, communities, and children. So in our physical location in North Bend, we have a NIAC-accredited preschool. And if you don't know what NIAC is, and I swear I should know what the acronyms say, somebody's going to, like,
you could have just made something up, and I think we probably would have all believed
you. It's the National Education Credit. It's a very prestigious accreditation to get as a preschool, as a child care center. It's national accreditation. And we had to go through a lot of hoops to get that accreditation, and we're really, really proud that we're one of very few in this area that hold that accreditation. So we have our preschool. We have community activities, which I know that you have been very involved in our One Voice campaign. So we have family nights that we do for free at SciView. We do some up on the ridge. And then we have family support. So families in need that need connection to resources, we connect those people to what they need. We have parenting. That's what I do. And as a part of parenting, we also have a program called Parent-Child Interaction Training, where we actually have parent coaches coaching live in a lab. So it's almost like a recording studio in our building, and parents go into the room, wear a little device, almost like a Bluetooth phone device, in their ear. Coach sits in the other room and coaches them live while we're practicing praises. We're practicing minimizing questioning, working on play together, and then we move into a command. And then we're working on, please hand me that blue block. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, they hand the blue block. Yay! You know, it's
like, wow. What's the purpose of having the coach outside of the room through Bluetooth? Is there something?
Yes, because you want the child to not see that their parent is being fed words. So you're working on their relationship. So if a coach is kind of sitting there going, say this, do that, then even a three-year-old is pretty savvy. And they're like, what's that person telling you to do, right? So then the kid will think, wow, my parent is doing all these things. This is so cool. But they don't really notice that little device in their ear that they're being fed. And the other thing that's so amazing about that program, parents really generalize that skill at home because that device in the ear, a lot of families have told me, I still hear the coach. It's like I'm in the moment and there's this misbehavior happening. I feel like I hear that coach in my ear saying, do a labeled praise or good job, mom, keep going. You know, you're doing what you need to be doing. And so that is at our building.
Wow.
So it's really awesome.
And how receptive are parents at first to this idea of being coached through a conversation? Is that a difficult conversation, or are people really like, yes, I need coaching?
You know, I think I've been doing parenting for a long time. It's been like 15 years. And I think in the beginning, it was a real mountain to climb. Like, people have this concept that if you're taking a class or you are going to go to a place because your child is misbehaving, wow, you must be, there's something wrong with you, right? Because this should be innate. This mm-hmm. should be easy. This is...
Spoken from somebody who does not have children, but okay. You know? As a parent, I think, how many times have you been in the grocery store and seen the mom with the temper tantrum and you can tell who has kids and who doesn't?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's the parent like, oh my gosh, what a brat. And then the rest of us are like, oh man, I feel your pain.
Totally. Totally. And when I teach my classes, I'm like, okay, just be aware that I have kids. So when my kid is melting down in Safeway, please, that's not a reflection on my ability to be a parent educator.
That's hard to do, though. That's hard to separate your children's public behavior as a reflection or non-reflection on you as a parent. That would be difficult.
I tell this story all the time in my classes that I work a lot, right? And so I don't get to necessarily stand by the bus and wait for your kids to come off. And I decided, I'm getting off early. I'm going to get my son off the bus and I'm going to stand there with the rest of the moms, right? So I'm standing there waiting for him to get off the bus. And all I see is this backpack come flying off the bus, skids across the cul-de-sac, and then he just starts kicking it. And I'm like, oh, yes, that's my child getting off the bus. Well, yeah, me, the parent educator. I'll just scurry into my house as quickly as I possibly can.
Everything's okay here. This is perfectly normal.
Nothing to see.
Wow.
But I use that example in, when we were talking about emotion coaching because I really dug deep, because it isn't easy to go for the hard skills. The easy thing to do is go, you know that backpack costs $50. What are you doing? You know, why would you do that? You pick that up and go to your room. That's the easy response. The hard thing to do is take a deep breath and go, you must have been really angry to kick that new backpack.
And to do that, and this is even not even with kids, it's with people, to do that authentically without going, hi,
yeah,
couldn't you have thought of a better way to handle that?
Exactly. You know, to do it authentically, it's deep. You have to like go to this place and go, okay, I'm going to handle this in a way better way. And the reason that I always tell that story to people is right after I said that, I let him process his emotions. And he turned to me and started telling me about this boy on the bus and how he's been just picking on him and taking a pencil and poking him. And I didn't know any of that was happening. None of that. And if I would have went at that situation with, you don't do that, and you put your, pick up your backpack, and you know where to put it. He would have gone up to his room and not told me that.
Mm.
And I want him to be in an environment where he can come and tell me those things and feel free that, you know, you can share that, those feelings with me. And it starts really young, talking about feelings and emotions and giving them a safe place to share.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So are these parenting classes then open for parents just with kids that are preschool, or are they open for all different ages?
So the Parenting Count series that I'm teaching at Swedish Hospital right now is really geared for 0 to 5, but we offer lots of different classes throughout the year, right on up to a class that's called Strengthening Families. That's for middle school, the transition to middle school. So we're targeting 5th grade students to come with their parents to the class, and we talk for 7 weeks about this transition and how things are going to be different. And, you know, developmentally, kids are different from elementary school to that middle school phase, and it's a really challenging time for those kids, too. We spend a lot of time around refusal skills, which is really a buzzword, I think. You know, oh, my son knows refusal skills. Well, I think it's really gray when they know what to say if somebody hands them a cigarette, right? That's been drilled, but they don't know what to say when they say, "Hey, my parents aren't home. You want to come to my house?"
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like, well, I'm not sure what to do with that.
Right.
Because I know not to drink, and I know that I'm not supposed to accept drugs and those sort of things. But what do I do when it's kind of those gray areas?
Right. That they haven't presented you with anything that's illegal yet.
Right.
But it could go there, right?
It could go there. Yeah. So it's teaching them to ask questions. What are we going to do? You know, just probe more deeply into that so they don't get themselves in a situation that they are now can't get out of.
Yeah, yeah. So. We need to take a break. Okay. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Parenting Counts series.
Great.
And as a parent, I'm really interested in more of the Strengthening Families. My daughter's going into 5th grade next year, so I have some questions on that. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We're talking with Carrie Beamer of Encompass.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days with the My Weight Loss to Wellness Accelerated Weight Loss Program. No celebrities, no HCG, and no prepackaged food. See results in just 7 days. We use award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. For information, contact myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Do you wish you could train your brain to be more creative? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has trained individuals at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. Learn our proven process to think creatively and make great ideas happen. Our trainings are offered in person and online. Learn more at ThinkShop.com.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm glad that you decided to come back. We are talking kids because May is Kids Month on Walk the Talk with Kids. And we are talking with Encompass, and Encompass is about children, families, and community. Stretches all the way from Snoqualmie Pass down to Issaquah, and they also cooperate with a lot of different organizations in the area. And what we really appreciate about Encompass is while they do cater to a younger crowd and their families, they are so instrumental in all aspects of the community, and there's a lot of resources that Encompass devotes to a healthy community, because it's not just about one segment of the population, it's about the entire population, it's about the whole village being healthy. And I think Encompass does an absolutely wonderful, fantastic job of really walking that talk. So I'm so glad that you guys are on today. This is great.
I would agree.
So it kind of in that vein, and we're going to come back and talk with you a little bit more, Carrie, about the parenting counts classes, because this stuff is fascinating for me. But what is also fascinating is Encompass has events coming up, and Helene is here. You mentioned One Voice. And so, Helene, tell us a little bit about One Voice and then talk about SipFest.
I would be glad to. Well, One Voice is a wonderful opportunity in the Snoqualmie Valley for a lot of the different resource providers helping families in need. So I believe we will have a range of providers, nonprofits, community resources for families. We'll also have a clothing bank available. And right now we're actually in the need of clothing. So if anybody is, cleaning out closets, if you've got a garage sale, especially those summer clothes, those are going to be in great demand. And so we will certainly take those at our office in North Bend.
And it's not only just for kids and families. We're also there's a senior component to this as well this year.
I believe so. Yeah. And so this is the second year of this event. It was an amazing event last year. And so all of our organizations in the Valley are rallying together again to put this together. And so we're really excited about that.
Very unique opportunity. So if you want more information on that, do we have a website for them yet? Do you know?
I think it's all on our website, too.
On the Encompass website. Mm-hmm. Yeah, information on One Voice. Mm-hmm. And how does somebody get to Encompass, the website?
www. And I'm so funny because I still put in www.
That's okay.
Who does that, right?
Well, you know, I did. Eric will tell you. Kim did for the first year. So that's okay.
It's www.http://.
www.encompass,
and it's encompassnw.org. I'm going to throw in that NW.
Yeah,
for
if you don't, you're going to go someplace completely different.
Yes, exactly.
So it's encompassnw.org, and we'll put that information on the Walk the Talk with Kim website. Lindsay's going, yes, we will.
Absolutely.
Very happily.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We'll even put information on SipFest on there as well. Tell us about SipFest.
Yes, you can find out more information about SipFest from that website as well. But some of the details coming up this Friday night, May 18th. And we are going to be at Pickering Barn, historic Pickering Barn in Issaquah. And this is, I believe, the second year we've done this event as well. And it highlights local wineries and restaurants and breweries. And it's a fundraiser for us. And so we expect a full house. I think it's a pretty popular event just in the 1 year. We've had a lot of folks calling in and stopping by to pick up tickets. It's $40 per person, and that gets you a tasting glass and all the different tidbits and tastes for that evening. I believe we open the doors at 6:30.
Excellent, and that's at Pickering Barn. And again, they can go to encompassnw.org for more information on SipFest as well.
You got it.
Excellent, and the proceeds of this go to support the programs that we were just talking about. I mean, there's therapy programs for children with developmental issues.
Yes.
There's, you know, the preschool. There's all different things that Encompass delivers, not just to low-income, but certainly a lot more low-income kids. So these are people that can't, otherwise wouldn't afford these services. You know, and their kids right at the time when they really need to be on par with their peers. You know, if you're starting elementary school and kindergarten as your first experience with interaction with others and you have a developmental disability, there's a lot of issue with these poor kids right off the bat. And, and Encompass really jumps on that.
Yeah, we have a second office now downtown North Bend because we couldn't house everybody. I mean, we were just growing so much, and we have our private clinic now where we can see kids privately for speech therapy, OT. We have social skills groups now, which is great.
Yay.
Just really great. We're really expanding our services. So
tell us about this Parenting Counts series. Now, two have already passed, mm-hmm. but you'll be offering this again.
Yes, we will. And if people want to join us for the third and fourth, they are standalone classes. I do workshops, or they work nicely all together. So
tell us about the partnership with Swedish. How did that come about?
We just started talking to them. I mean, I don't even think the ground was broke on that, right? And there's somebody from Encompass going, hey.
That's pretty typical. Anytime anything's going on, someone from Encompass is there with their hand raised. Yes.
So I think from the very beginning, we had been talking to them about, wouldn't it be great if we offered our classes up here in your building? And I have to say, as being a parent educator and, we're used to like schlepping our stuff to church basements and, to be able to go to Swedish now. And it's like, oh, you mean I just put my cord here? That's all I have to do.
They're set up for this stuff at that new campus up there.
Wow.
It's a beautiful facility.
If you haven't gone up to Swedish, plan a lunch or a dinner there and take
Seriously.
Your spouse or your friends and go up to Swedish Hospital, to believe it or not.
Unbelievable.
They have a cafe up there where the food that they cook and serve is really healthy food. They have a chef on staff there, and it's very reasonably priced, and it's incredible.
It's so...
And open to the public.
I told these guys, I'm going to get so spoiled that I'm going to insist on ice water and... white roses or something. I'm going to turn into Mariah Carey, right? I can't teach anywhere else but here.
The parenting class diva.
Yeah.
There you go. And so tell us about the classes. So there is content here besides the building, right?
Yes.
And the food.
But it's impressive. There's more.
Yes. So this Parenting Count series is really for 0 to 5. And it's very different than any other parenting class that I've taught, because we're not looking at discipline. And I'm quoting John Gottman now. I hope I quote him right. But he says, if you focus on discipline, you're going to get obedient kids. And if you focus on social emotional health of kids and some discipline, you're going to get a kid who knows who they are. And that's what I want, right? I want my kid to know who they are, because it's hard being a kid. It's tough. And those middle school years and those high school years, that's so tough. And having gone through that and still have a young one, I'm just hoping that this time he knows who he is a little bit better when he gets into those confusing times, right?
Yeah.
So it's about doing some things early on, 0 to 5, the way we talk to kids, just understanding child development. I think a lot of times, did you read What to Expect When You're Expecting?
Mm-hmm.
So you read it every month, right?
Right, sure.
3 months is
and
this.
And got scared out of my gourd,
right.
But yes.
So, and then even a lot of times you'll read the first year. Oh, what to expect in the first year,
right?
Well, when's the last time you picked up What to Expect for my 8-year-old at 9 months?
That's gossip at the coffee shop with your other, and hearing their horror stories and feeling better about yours,
right?
But, that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, and now we have such great research and development that we know what an 8-year-old 9 months should be doing, what they're thinking, what their brain is doing at that time. And I think for parents, we forget to keep up on development.
Mm.
We do it when they're really little.
Well, they grow so dang fast. Before you know it, they're at a different stage. You're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Right. But it gives us a good place to start on expectations.
Yeah.
Should I expect them to be able to make their bed? Should I expect them to be able to pick their clothes up and put them away? Is that too high or is that too low? I know that when I was reading a book one day and it said, at 7 or 8, they should start preparing a meal. And I thought, not in my kitchen. What are you talking about? They're not touching anything in this kitchen.
Uh-uh.
Are you kidding? They'll blow it up, right?
Well, you're supposed to teach them to pick up after themselves first, and then they can make a meal in the kitchen, right?
But, I thought, I'm going to start just introducing the idea of you know, helping out in the kitchen at that young of age. And, okay, you, tonight is your night, and you need to be doing this, and you need to be doing that. Heck, they can do it.
Mm.
You know, they were capable of doing it, but it was me going, no way.
Right.
They were totally capable of it. But me, I was saying, yeah, I can't have you.
And you're almost thinking about it from the perspective of how much more hassle is this going to make for me?
Right.
Instead of saying, you know, okay.
But I think a lot of parenting stuff for that I do, right? It's just quicker and faster and just easier if I just do it. So I'm not even going to involve them.
There are people that carry that into their work life. I deal with a lot of these folks in my work business where we're dealing with toxic relationships, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
Is that if you never learned as a child how to work together as a team,
right,
with your parents, let alone your peers, then you raise these children that grow up in the work world that have that same view and perspective of authority with the people that report up to them. So you're doing the whole community a disservice. It makes my business easy because that helps my business grow. But right, the point is we want to put ourselves out of business.
Right.
Exactly. But nobody knows inherently how to do this, how to be a parent.
Well, and this Parenting Count series was developed by Tolaris Institute in Seattle, and I am so in love with the Seattle area that we are the front runners in development and research. The University of Washington has something called the iLabs, and they look at babies and they research them.
Both of my kids have been lifelong part of the University of Washington lab environment. In fact, I just got another letter from them saying, oh, your daughter's turning 10. She's been in the program for 10 years. You know, we'd love to come get her with her cohort group and
so
do some stuff.
So your babies are what came out of this. So
then cool.
They've taken all...
I'm sorry. I don't know if that helps you or not.
But they've been doing all this research, and then we're using it now. And, you know, the fact is nobody's going to pick up the research paper, right?
Right.
You're not going to sit down and read the research that 575 babies were studied, and this is what we found out. It's a way to put this all together that's user-friendly. Parents can come and find out the information, but it's research-based.
Yeah.
That's the big difference. We looked at kids. We know from studies this is what they're doing. This is what they're thinking. This is what they're learning.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're going to take another break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how you can get involved in these classes and that you can get on the list so that you know when more's coming. Carrie, I haven't met you before, but I would just love to take one of your classes. I just think you've got a really great presence about you that I think is very helpful for those of us that want to learn how to be better parents.
Great.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Encompass and Carrie Beamer. With the kids in America. Whoa. With the kids in America. Whoa.
Everybody lives for the music around. Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson. And at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Walk the talk for success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days and be that sexy Valentine again. We offer a rapid, effective, and safe program that transforms your health as fast as it transforms your body. For information, contact myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. That's the best part of the song, Eric.
Well, we could just let it play for a second. Da, 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 da.
All right. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and we're wrapping it up. If you would have been here during the commercial break, you would have listened to a couple of geeky scientists talk about all these really great, cool things. That there's so many parallels, and we're just beginning to really understand the impact. But for so long, okay, here's Kim's soapbox period of time. For so long, everything has been segmented into these buckets. There's childhood development, there's adult learning, there's, I'm going to bring one out, there's, you know, dog whisperers and horse whisperers. There's all of these different perspectives on how we connect. And it's all intuitive. We all know it. We've lived with it our whole entire life. What's just really exciting, and specifically in my area, which is business, is we're starting to see this integration now where people are recognizing the importance of understanding the emotional development of ourselves from what we have issues with in our childhood comes with us our entire life.
Absolutely.
And you can separate your mommy and daddy issues from your work environment life, but they're still going to be there.
Right.
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 So I just applaud this idea and this collaboration and this discussion on how do we take what we're learning in science and what we're doing with research, which, by the way, we know maybe 0.0001% through research of how the brain functions and how we actually work.
Right.
And we know so little. But it's really coming to the forefront
closer.
Of how important it is to know this stuff. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. And the second class in the Parenting Counts series is on motion coaching. And John Gottman, it's all based on John Gottman's work that he's done. But he talks about a concept called meta emotion, and how we feel about feelings is how we teach our kids about feelings. So some people are really in tune with their feelings and really think it's okay to express your feelings. And so we talk about it a lot. A lot of people think that it's not very logical that messes up the way I'm thinking. It's not rational.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to, you know, if I'm having, I see my child having this, I have a tendency to dismiss that, right? It's not rational to have that emotion right now.
Right.
It's this concept.
It's actually flipped around, because our thinking parts of our brains are actually quite slow, even though they're very, very big. In my opinion, what science is beginning to show is that our intuition and our emotional responses are probably a lot more not only predictable, but reliable than the thinking parts of our brain, because our brain, you know, we're still trying to figure out how everything goes together. But emotionally, we've been on this path along with the other mammals for a very long period of time. And we got to learn how to integrate those two.
And we have to, when our kids have those big emotional times, at least acknowledge it. Because when we're dismissing it, and I'm always telling you that this is bad, you should not feel that way. We're not having that. No, let's move on to something else. I don't learn to trust that feeling, because every time I'm having this feeling, the adults in my life are telling me not to feel that way, whether it's well-intentioned or just plain old don't feel like that. Because a lot of parents will just say, oh, sweetie, it's okay. Let's, you know what? Don't worry that your dog died today. Come on, I'll buy another one.
Yeah, let me cheer you up and make you feel better, right? Yeah.
It's the same dismissing because, wait, I'm having this big emotional time, but I don't learn to trust my feelings.
Right. Then. And what you're saying to them is that it's not okay to be emotional or to feel.
Right.
That's, and so
we
do anyway, whether we believe it or not, we are such emotional creatures. We're going to have the emotions.
Yeah.
You can either learn how to constructively deal with it, or you can create the schism that will never resolve itself.
Right. So that's
interesting.
That's the whole second one. That we're having our third one this coming Monday.
May 21st.
Yes. And it's all about play. And, you know, having a preschool classroom right across from my office, I see all the time these kids playing, right? But it's so important to recognize that that is how kids learn.
Yeah.
Play is play. And that's where they figure out. They do experiments. They try things. They try and stack blocks this way. And it's the only way they're going to figure out, won't they fall over when it gets this high?
Mm.
And, you know, letting kids take the time to play, I think, is another issue that we need to look at as parents. Play is not structured. sit down and we're going to color. You know, a lot of times giving kids that unstructured time to just play is when they're going to do a lot of problem solving and a lot of thinking about, wonder what happened. You know, of course, we don't want to say, well, I wonder what happens if I stick the knife in the the outlet.
Right.
Right. Oh, he's exploring. Right. No.
Right. There are limits.
There are limits to exploration. Yes.
But giving them the time to really learn and problem solve on their own.
And learn how to learn, right?
And through
play, because that's another thing that we see in the business world as adults is you cannot put a process around creative thinking. And you talk to anybody who, I mean, you can try, but you can't expect a result that's measurable at the end of it necessarily. And so, you know, people will tell you, entrepreneurs will tell you, my best ideas come when I'm in the hot tub or when I'm taking a shower or when I'm, you know, when you're at play, and that's when your right brain, creative, innovative side is free to explore. And if we deny that, not only of our children, of ourselves, we're going to be miserable.
Right.
Miserable.
And it's that, to me, it's also that unstructured play.
Yeah.
Right. It's not, okay, we're going to play Barbies. So now, okay, I'm the mom and you're this Barbie and you say this and I'll do this, right? That's not giving them that time or that area to just explore and, you know, hand them a box of crayons and pieces of paper and let them go, you know?
I do that with my business executives too. Honestly, I do. I have, Lindsay will test. I've got a drawer of Silly Putty and crayons and little eraser brains, and when we're struggling with something, I'm throwing a little toy at somebody, and that kinetic piece of it gives you the opportunity to come up with something creative.
Absolutely.
And then tell us about the fourth class, which is coming up on Monday, June 4th.
It is all about language development and what we can do in the first 5 years of life to go from early communication. We spent some time talking about baby signs. Love baby signs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want a baby again, I think, so I can like do all this stuff to them. No, I don't. No, I really
don't.
You
have to change diapers.
No.
Diapers.
I really don't.
And so when are these classes? They are...
They're Monday nights, 6 to 8 at Swedish Hospital.
How much are they?
They are free. So
wonderful.
To sign up for them, you just go to our website, click on the parenting counts icon on the left and register so I know you're coming.
And that's encompassnw.org. And it looks like there's also a discount on childcare. So if you need to bring your kids, your children can get taken care of.
There's a daycare center in Swedish Hospital.
Oh!
I mean, that place is...
See, I knew at some point in time I would break out in song multiple times
there
today.
Yeah.
Carrie, thank you. Helene, thank you very much for coming
on
board and for telling us more. This was not enough time. We'll have to have you come back.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about fifth graders because, you know, it's about me and I care because I have one.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a lot of information we can learn about it. So thank you very much for coming
on
the show today.
Thanks.
Again, that's information you can find at EncompassNW.org. And don't forget that SIP Fest to support Encompass is happening this Friday. And the One Voice event is on June 2nd. Those parenting classes. The next one is Monday, May 21st. Exploring Play, and Monday, June 4th, Language for a Lifetime, How Children Communicate. You can find all that information on walkthetalkwithkim.com, as well as our Facebook page on Walk the Talk with Kim. Also want to remind folks from last week, MamaCon. Go to mamacon.net. It's this Friday and Saturday, so go to SipFest on Friday. And then on Saturday, go to MamaCon at mamacon.net and get pampered, massaged, and probably drink even more wine.
I'll be at MamaCon.
You're going to be at MamaCon. Excellent.
I'm a parenting expert at MamaCon, so you can come and ask me a question.
Oh, I would highly recommend folks do that. And again, we'll have that information on Walk the Talk with Kim. Thank you so much for listening. Take a deep breath, look around, and go outside and figure out what you can do to help a mission-driven organization in your community. It's a beautiful-